शांति। हम सब आदि पिता ब्रह्मा बाबा के बच्चे,
वी ऑल आर चिल्ड्रन ऑफ द
हमारा बाबा
आदि देव आदि द फर्स्ट फादर, अवर फादर इज द ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रैंड फादर।
सभी ताल तालियां,
ऑल रिलीजियस सोल्स, ऑल ब्रांचेस दैट आर कमिंग फ्रॉम दिस कल्पट्री, फॉर दैट द वर्ल्ड फादर, द फर्स्ट फादर, आदि फादर एंड द चिल्ड्रन ऑफ हिज चिल्ड्रन ऑफ दैट आदि फादर, वी ऑल आर ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन।
बाबा कहते हैं आप बच्चों के अंदर,
दैट इज वाई बाबा सेज
सर्वात्माओं के कल्याण की भावना सदा बनी रहनी चाहिए।
यू ऑल चिल्ड्रन शुड हैव द बेनिफिशियल फीलिंग्स फॉर ऑल द सोल्स।
इन आत्माओं को, इस प्रकृति को सकाश दो।
टेक आउट द टाइम एंड गिव करंट फॉर ऑल द सोल्स एंड ऑल्सो द नेचर। You all children should have that good feelings inside you to spread the current, because now the time is such that the world is going through, there are through many sufferings, many peaceless news, many problems, peaceless problems are coming in front of people.
दो विशेष बातें हैं बाबा अपने बच्चों को बताते हैं। एक है
फॉर द वर्ल्ड बाबा सेज टू स्पेशल थिंग्स, वन इज वैरायटी सोल्स, लिविंग सोल्स,
प्रकृति,
एंड सेकेंड इज नेचर।
प्रकृति भी समय तमोगुणी है,
नेचर इज ऑल्सो तमो प्रदान,
किसी न किसी प्रकार से मनुष्य आत्माओं को परेशान कर रही है।
द नेचर इज ऑल्सो गिविंग सोरो टू ऑल द सोल्स, ह्यूमन सोल्स इन सम और अदर वे, एंड ह्यूमन सोल्स ऑल्सो ड्यू टू द इंडल्जिंग इन द वाइसेस बाय हैविंग बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस, दे आर गिविंग सफरिंग टू अदर पीपल एंड ऑल्सो गिविंग बींग पीसलेस, दे आर ऑल्सो गिविंग पीसलेसनेस। So now is the time to give subtle current to all the souls. For that we have to become complete. The more the souls become full, complete with all the powers, that much might and power we can give to other souls. Now also till now, many Baba's children are bonded to some limits. They are bonded to some place, some area, and they have some limitation of the students, and that this is why they cannot connected. They cannot be connected to the unlimited Father. They cannot give their unlimited service for the through the mind, words, and through the money.
ब्रह्मा बाबा के समान, अपनी दादियों के समान,
so equal to Brahma Baba and equal to Dadis, we all should have unlimited feelings by which there will be welfare for the whole world.
पूरे विश्व की आत्मा,
the world benefactor father has come to give liberation and liberation in life of to everyone. Baba gives this in the form as a birth gift. It is not like some special will have some special, the one who recognizes specially, they only get fully, and others who cannot recognize, they do not get fully. It is not like that. Everyone gets equally. Baba says that even the liberated souls also get a taste of liberation in life. Even they come at the last of the kalpa, they at least for two births also they will be having the taste of liberation. That is, they will have the taste of happiness and sorrow. With lot of feelings, immense feelings, in this confluence age, Baba has given his children love and also had lot of mercy for these children, for his children. He forgiven his children with lot of immense feelings, high feelings. The world welfare can be done when they have done their own self benefaction. Just think that you have given current to the nature, to the elements, to the souls. You have given current. For that, you need pure feelings, good feelings in your mind and intellect. A feeling that every soul should regain their sovereignty. By emerging the whole world in front of us, when we were listening to Bab Dada's drill in the meditation, Baba said that children in the form of the first beginning soul give current to all the souls by understanding that every soul has reached to a tamopradhan stage, from golden age to silver age, then copper age, then iron age. All the satvapradhan souls, by running in this cycle, they have come to a tamopradhan stage. So again, bringing them to a satvapradhan stage, they have to come to the satvapradhan stage. This feeling is a big feeling. So this feeling should come with unlimited feelings. We will have the beneficial feelings when there will be no hatred feelings. There will be no criticized feelings for anyone. Shri Baba's, Brahmaba's feelings are high feelings for every child, because Baba had never seen mistake in any child. According to drama, Baba gives teachings. The child, you have told me omnipresent, you said me that I am in every stone and the pebble, that you had insulted me in many ways, but still Baba always says that, child, you did not do intentionally, it is dramas, or it is due to Maya's it is due to Maya. So this is what Baba never have any feeling of mistake from children. With lot of love, Baba has given children special teachings. So for doing world welfare, we need to have three special virtues. First virtue is, for every soul we should have forgiveness, feeling of mercy. Everyone should be benefited. All souls are out of mistakes. Due to Maya's prevalence, they have done the mistakes, so they never look at their mistakes. To those souls with our own self good feelings, with beneficial feelings, give current. Baba has considered each child as his own child and brought that child nearer to him. Look at Baba's study. How Baba teaches us. I wonder sometimes that for one correction, for one teaching, Baba initially says so much greatness about the child. Baba says so much good about the child, that you are so good, you were own heart souls, you are the hero part souls, you are the souls who play the part of hero. First Baba puts a seed that by clearing the agriculture land, and then puts a seed that child, this is the thing that you have to change. Dadi's hearts were very elevated, very unlimited. When there is unlimitedness, there will be no hurdles. For a big heart, there is lot to face, there is lot to absorb, but by doing everything, by doing all the things also, but having this, at the same time having pure feelings for every soul, is an unlimited feeling. World welfare cannot be done without humility. If there is little bit minus, then there humility will finish. If there is no humility, then world welfare cannot be done. Humility is the basis of development, for progressing. For developing, for progressing, we have to have the basis of humbleness. If you have the feeling of world benefaction, you should have a feeling, you should have a state of humility, humbleness. Brahma Baba has done so much. Dadis have done so much. They have done such an unlimited unlimited world welfare. They have given their body, time. They never looked at their body, their time, their personal time. But they gave everything for the world. So much forgiveness, so much mercy feelings for everyone. They have always have the feeling for that everyone should be benefited. Look at our Dadi Janki Ji. Till last minute, till February. In March she became avyakt. But till February she took around to many places. She had a feeling that everyone should be benefited and everyone's should be that should everyone's whatever they have, that should also be benefited for the world. Everything will be everyone's whatever they have, that should be useful. That is what Baba's Dadi's feelings were there. Every soul should take their birthright. They should come nearer to Dadis, to the sacrificial fire, and to this Brahmin family. Generally, something that if they won't allow to come to the seniors because they will not be useful for us. Whatever specialties, if someone is having, according to that, if they bought nearer to Baba, if they will be useful for the world welfare, if their everything will be useful for the yagya, for at any place, that's a very big feeling. World welfare is not limited to some particular area or some particular country or some particular state, but it is about the world welfare. And the message of Baba should be prevailed over the world. And every soul should claim that authority, should take that inheritance. And based on that, Baba's services will be done. And every child's incognito help is needed. So the one who comes forward for this unlimited service in an incognito way, they get so much blessings from heart, from many souls. Baba said that, one said that, it's a high stage that you have made firm the foundation of purity. You can get three types of benefits. One is, the soul gives blessings to the self. Baba said in recent Murli that the soul started experiencing happiness and started giving blessings to the self. And the second is, they come nearest to Baba and become dearest to Baba. And third is, they get blessings from many souls. Purity is not just a point to imbibe, but it is a form of life, it is a unlimited feeling too. There is no limit when there is purity. It is also called unlimited heart. And based on that, unlimited heart, if we bring some soul nearer to Baba, if we make any soul limited to my own benefit or my own area, if we make them limited to some particular area, if they make whether it is their talent or wealth, if we make them limited to myself or my place, that is not a world welfare. Every soul should be connected to the world. Every soul should be connected to the instrument souls, to the dadis, so that their everything can be useful in a beneficial way. It's a big beneficial feeling. Every soul should experience instrument souls. We should have that feeling. So the actions that we are doing, it is not limited to this birth. It is for the 84 births. We are creating a fortune, line of fortune for 84 births. So it's the time for making a fortune, to use everything in a worthful way. So to make everything useful, to make everything useful in a purposeful way, their every soul's fortune should be highest. So for that, third virtue is sweetness. There should be so much sweetness, so much love. Based on sweetness, the nearness can be experienced. When there is any some limitations, some hurdles with someone, world welfare means unlimited welfareness. In that nature comes, all souls come. Every soul and the nature should become pure. That is that feeling. When we have that feeling, then only souls can take. If there is some limitness, there will be devoid of taking blessings or nearness from the Baba. So that burden will come to us. never make any soul limited to our own benefit, make them connect to the unlimitedness and also to this sacrificial fire. This is the world wilderness where limits finish away. Baba has made every child full of many treasures. On one side, Baba has given you treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues, treasure of powers. Baba has given a treasure of worryless and happy life. It's a very good procedure, it's a very good tool to become full, to become happy, that is always giving. The more we have the feeling, remembrance of giving, benefiting others, that I am full, that Baba, you have given me so much, that my three things should be, you always be on service, that my vision should be always be full and complete, that with my vision, others, Baba, people can see Baba's world from that. You may have observed that when Didi Manmohini used to conduct meditation, with her drishti, people used to observe new world. This is called, there is fullness in the eyes. That always, for that, there is inside a feeling that I should always give. It is my brother sitting in front of me, so I should always give to him. There was never feeling of criticism or never feeling of parity. There are many parities in the world. Parity of religion, place, language, color. If you had made that parities, that limitations, that I am a Marathi, Gujarati, so Baba says, the child, you have this limited feelings now. So always have an unlimited feelings. We are children of one God. With that vision, always look at everyone. There should not be any parity feelings of religion or area. When we have that feelings, then that child is called as having a world beneficial feelings. We should have such an attitude, such a vision, that with our vision, with our when everyone looks at our vision, they can have a vision of new world where there are no parities, no limitations. That new world, that golden age world can be seen. And second is our attitude. Our attitude should be always not interested in anything and beyond the world. This attitude are of full of heart. Always have the attitude of everyone should be benefited. And third is, mine is only one Baba. There are no past memories. There are no waste memories. Always have the same elevated feeling that all souls are elevated, all souls are worthy of worship souls. Worship worthy souls. With this feeling, our behavior will be changed. So, the feeling of world welfare means, the word is very, very small, world welfare. But it is a very biggest thing. For that, our vision, our attitude, our words, our behavior should be unlimited. With that, we become a well-wisher for everyone. For becoming well-wisher, what we have to do? We also have to be a good thinker, having good feelings. The one who do good wishes, they never think about any weaknesses. Don't even think about your own weaknesses. Always think about your specialities. That I am a hero part soul. Baba has made me. Baba says that child, you are the worship worthy soul. In Copper Age and Iron Age, you were worshipped in such a way because of your images are worshipped so much. So Baba has given us such a vision to us. Baba never looked at our weaknesses. By doing such self-thinking, self-churning, then that will be led to the others' good thinking. We think good about others. So the one who thinks good about others, we will have good feelings for everyone. And based on the good feelings, there will be good feelings at the basis of the world welfare. The more we do good wishes, good thinking, good feelings, that every soul should move forward, every soul should claim their birthright from Baba. And in everyone's progress, our progress is merged. Means there will be our progress too, if someone be progressed. If we have cooperation for one another, that will be good. If there is some negativity, that should not be there. The one who is having world welfare feelings, they will turn negativity into positivity. You always should have a positive attitude and always have a feeling of world welfare. We should do the service of making this environment pure. Baba says that child, there is so much peacelessness, there are so many sorrow, so this is your time to give them feelings of forgiveness, feelings of mercy, and sit in such a way that Baba's powers come to you, and that current should be spreaded to all the souls of the world. It's a very big service. So come out of the limited feelings, limited seva, and start doing world welfare, by which every soul can claim the right of liberation and liberation in life. Now for 5 minutes, let's do such yoga. Om Shanti.
बदलने वाला का मार्ग यही है, सहज सरल निराला, दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत, मंदिर से इस तन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, गगन से बादल ऐसा तेरा प्यार है, सहयोग योग है साधना, सुख का ये आधार है, अंतर की ज्योति है जगानी, अब हमको जन जन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए।